Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es alles, Perikei Mishnah Aleph, was Sonam Amar, it's Nivra Ha'ilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with 10 statements. 10 statements? What are the 10 statements? The first one is, Bereishis Bara Elohim Es HaShemayim V'yas Ha'aretz. Even though it doesn't say Vayomer, that Hashem said, but Bereishis is considered the first of the 10 statements. As the Pasuk says, B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. What are the other 9? Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer Elohim Yehi Or. Vayehi Or. Let there be light. The third. Pasuk Vav. Vayomer Elohim Yehi Rekia. B'toich Hamayim. The fourth. In Pasuk Tes. Vayomer Elohim Yekavu Hamayim. Mitachas Hashemayim. Let the waters be gathered into one area. Number 5. That's in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Let the earth sprout vegetation. Number 6, that's in Pasuk Yud Dalid. Let there be luminaries, like the sun. Number 7, in Pasuk Chav. Let the water swarm with swarming living creatures. Nefesh Chaya. Number 8, that's in Pasuk Chav Dalet. Vayomer Elohim Toitzei Ha'aretz Nefesh Chaya Lamina. Let the earth bring forth living creatures. Number 9, the 9th of the Asadam Amoris, in Pasuk Chav Vav. This is where we come into the picture. Vayomer Elohim Nase Adam. Let us make man, even though everything else was also made for man, really. And the 10th, that's in Pasuk Chav Tes. Vayomer Elohim Hinnin Nesati Lechem Eskol Esav Zireya Zera Ashal Pnei Kol Ha'aretz. Here the Rabbi Nishan put into place things that grow with seeds and the person can eat it. There's no such other thing in the world, you know that. You buy a toy, there's no seed in the toy that creates more toys. You have an apple, in the apple there are seeds that create more apples. You have an ear of corn, there are seeds that create more corn, more grain. So these are the Asara Mamarais that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with. How come by Bereishis it doesn't say Vayomer? So the Chayz of Lublin explains that Hashem created the world with the letters of the Aleph Beis. But first Hashem had to create the Aleph Beis. There can't be a Vayomer without the Aleph Beis. So once Bereishis Bara Elohim Es. Es is Aleph to Tav. Bereishis Bara Elohim Es Hashemayim Ve'es Ha'aretz. Hashem first created the Aleph Beis. And then you can say Vayomer. Then there are the Psukim that created the rest of the world. Now really Hashem could have created the entire world, the vast universe, which is so big that we don't even have the number to explain how big it is, and we don't even have the numbers to explain how small things are. Hashem could have created all of this with one statement. Uma Talmud Lomar, what does this tell us? What lesson can we learn from the fact that Hashem used so many, Asarim Amoris, to create the world? Could it have not been created with just one? With one Maimer? El rather, lehi parim in Rishayim. It's to punish the Rishayim, Shem Abdin as Oilam, that destroyed the world, Shenibra Basaram Amaris, that was created with 10 statements. Velitain Schar Toiv le Tzadikim, and to give a tremendous Schar for the Tzadikim, Shem Akaimin as Oilam, that sustained the world, Shenibra Basaram Amaris, that was created with Asaram Amaris. What does this mean? Shem Abdin as Oilam, that Hashem destroyed themselves. And every Nefesh that is destroyed is like destroying an entire world. Furthermore, explains about Tanura, you know, we know that there's going to be judgment. There's a scale, mitzvahs on one side, averis on the other side. But there's also mitzvahs and averis for the entire world. All the mitzvahs of the world on one side, all the averis on the other side of the world. And the Rishonim, they're adding so many averis to the averis side of the world. Cause such tzaras to the world. Now really, you can talk about this Mishnah for a very, very long time. It's the whole Bria, it's our whole creation. But I want to just give you one mashal. Suppose you're building a real major Lego city. It took you 6 days to build it. And 10 major, major steps. Each time you have to open a new box of Lego and concentrate on the instructions. And then your little brother got angry at you, your little sister came and kicked it all down. You would be quite upset. But let's say you built it all in one shot. It all came out of one box and you did it in one shot. You wouldn't be that upset. If you spent 10 days building it and your brother came and said, I stood around it to make sure no one touches it. And even made it nicer. And put in the little menchies to make it real. I know you worked so hard. It took you 6 days to build it, and it was 10 steps. You'd really appreciate what your brother did, right? But if it was something that you built just in one shot, and your brother said, I went and I protected it for you, it's okay, thank you. That's the reason that the Rabbeinu Shem created the world in so many steps.